StreamGuys. StreamGuys is a leading provider of quality streaming media services. Whether you're an independent broadcaster or a large corporation, StreamGuys is your best choice for managed live or on-demand video or audio streaming, dedicated server products, turnkey subscription services, podcasting, and much, much more. StreamGuys, affordable, reliable, scalable. Since 2000, StreamGuys has been providing quality streaming media services for the smartest businesses on the internet. StreamGuys.com.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. It's almost impossible to imagine going anywhere without our arsenal of devices. Or can you imagine being away from Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever, for a full day? After all, without all those things, how can we share and communicate with people? Well, we'll help you control your tech so that it doesn't control you. Our 22-plus years on the air trying to help solve your digital dilemmas. We want to hear from you. You make the program when you contribute with your question, comment, help for other listeners, whatever the case. Here, I've got a pen. Jot down this number because you never know. Anytime, 24/7, by the way, when you might have a question that we can assist you with, 1-800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686, or the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps. And we want to hear from you. We need to hear from you. And we appreciate it when you do join us on the program. Our next guest is here to help parents understand a little more about their kids and their social networking habits. The author of The Modern Parent's Guide to Facebook and Social Networks. He's with a company called Future Proof Strategies. Scott Steinberg. Scott, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Dave. How about yourself?
Doing fine, thanks. I understand, among many other things, you also provide youth speaking and leadership consulting. That's kind of cool, too. Kind of help, I guess, steer some younger folk in the right direction in terms of business and otherwise, right?
Absolutely. It's an amazing opportunity. And the fun part is that you get to learn as much from them as you do try to teach. In fact, we speak with many families each year, and you get to hear about all the dilemmas that technology introduces in the household, but also all the solutions they're using to stay ahead of the curve.
Ah, there you go. So it's not just about the problems, it's about the solutions.
There are
plenty of dilemmas, by all means. One of the things that I think is fascinating, and it might upset some parents until they realize why you're saying it, is that homework is for parents as well as for kids, that you're saying it's certainly vital to be involved in your kids' homework.
110%. You have to keep in mind that we're turning kids loose into the digital world in the same way that you wouldn't turn them out loose in the real world with no training or insights or advanced preparation and teaching. You got to do the same when it comes to technology. And you really have to make a point to stay on top of what's going on out there in the market and how they're using technologies, apps, social networks, and services to connect and communicate with others, because things move fast and there's a whole facet of their digital lives that otherwise you might miss.
Mm. And of course, it's important that parents not only help with their homework and be involved and maybe learn something on the way, which is not a bad thing, but parents also need to know how to keep their children safe online. And we talk about that a lot, but apparently never enough.
Absolutely, because you have to keep in mind that when it comes to online elements, kids are inevitably going to be exposed to questionable or unwanted influences at some point. So the most important job that a parent or teacher can do is prepare them to make good decisions and prepare them to exercise good judgment and really know where to turn for help if the need arises as well. We can steer them in the right direction. We got to give them some basic training and insight so they know what to do, to be skeptical of information they see online, to make sure they're comporting themselves and behaving in a positive manner, and to really think about the way in which their actions will impact others.
Yeah, and I like how you say you wouldn't, you know, push the kid out the door and say, there you go, there's the world, have at it, without some proper planning and hopefully training and various learning experiences. You got to think the same way about letting them get online.
Absolutely. And that's kind of the challenge that we were running into when putting this book together was that computers have been in kids' hands for decades at this point. I myself grew up probably 30, 40 years ago with the ability to, in fact, connect online and communicate with others. And all this time, we haven't really been providing basic training or insights into best practices as to how they should be behaving themselves and what they should be doing online and turning for help. So a lot of what we try and do is get parents involved and remind them that if you educate yourselves, if you go hands-on with these tools, not only will you learn more about the ways in which your kids can interact with the digital world around them, but you also gain deeper insight into their lives. And it's a big part of childhood at this point. Tech devices, there's about a dozen of them in every household on average.
And that's true. And 30, 40 years ago, though, we didn't have Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat and Facebook and all those distractions, even though you could communicate with others, because of course I grew up doing the same thing. But yeah, these days there are additional distractions, and to spend so much time, especially young kids, and I want to get your take on age categories and how much time you think they should be spending on digital devices, because a lot of times parents are saying, all right, well, I try to limit it to, you know, I've got a five-year-old, so an hour a day of a combination of things, either the TV and or tablet and or phone, if they have a phone at five, and a lot of them do these days. Does that sort of thing work, do you think, or is it a matter of parents are just so busy they have to kind of sit them in front of a digital device, a screen, and say, I'll be back with you in a little bit?
Well, every household reserves the right to determine what amount of screen time is appropriate for their kids. They know best, but experts would often recommend starting out with about 30 minutes on the younger age front, and then working up to about an hour or 2 hours of screen time a day, depending on the child, depending on their needs, depending on making sure how much you want them to balance it with outdoor and real-life activities. And you also got to make a point to think about screen time in different manners, because if you're on the computer doing homework and educating yourself, that's a little bit different than if you're on your smartphone simply playing Candy Crush. So a lot of it really comes back to thinking about making sure that kids have enough balanced time with other activities in their lives, and that they're spending that time towards healthy pursuits. And of course, as a parent, you got to maintain some level of control over how much time they're spending on the PCs. And like the big challenge, I think, that you pointed out too, is a lot of times we're just putting devices in their hands and saying, have at it, without really knowing how they're using them and to what extent.
Yeah, and come on, mom and dad, you got to be fair. If part of the time is homework and is you have to walk by and see what they're doing and engage them periodically, especially the younger ones. But hey, the same thing applies through high school, I think, that you also have to say, all right, that doesn't count against your ability to have some fun or to do some gaming or whatever, but get the homework done first and let me see that you're doing that.
Of course. And we also have to be kind and reasonable and gentle with ourselves. I'm a single parent. It's not always easy to be able to manage everything and juggle all the stuff that life throws at you. And every once in a while, giving a kid a smartphone or a tablet and letting them play around so you can get some work done, it has to happen. You just have to be a little bit more cognizant of how much screen time they're getting and making sure that they are taking care of homework and other responsibilities before plopping them down in front of the PC and letting them go to town all evening.
And I think the key in the title of your book, The Modern Parent's Guide to Facebook and Social Networks, is that that is the world we're living in these days. That is modern life, to be able to have screen time on various things. And yeah, granted, as parents, we can relate, single parents or otherwise, sometimes you got to just hand them the phone and say, have fun, because I'm trying to have a conversation here at dinner or something like that. And we all, you know, certainly fall for that kind of thing. But being involved, we go circle back to that being most important. At what age, Scott, do you think that children should be involved or start getting involved with social networks, though?
Well, that's really going to depend on the individual child. They all mature and develop at different rates. But the social networks themselves say about 13 years old is the right age for kids to be signing up. And in fact, you may be violating their policies if you sign your child up for an account prior to that. But of course, we see parents and families where kids as young as, say, 7 or 8 may begin to learn some basics on social networks if they have their hands held and they work with their parents. Maybe they have a joint account or they go on social sites that are a little bit more geared to younger kids. Yeah. But really, 13 years old seems to be that magic age at which time they seem to have a level of responsibility and awareness that they might be able to handle it a little bit better.
I mean, sometimes you have kittens that have their own Facebook page. So I think maybe if the child is maturing enough at 8, 9, 10, that they might be able to do, with supervision, some additional opportunities there. What should we teach our kids about social networks?
Well, I think it's important to remind them that they're the most public of spaces out there. And so messages that you put out there, you may be sending to a general public that's the size of a football stadium audience. You have to keep in mind that you're not simply speaking into a void. You also have to teach kids to be more responsible and empathetic, to put themselves in others' shoes and think about how their words and actions might affect them, to also think twice before you post. Because as you pointed out, with all these apps and social networks, now kids are being encouraged to put more of themselves out there faster than ever before with less of a second thought. So you really have to be a little bit more careful about the information you're sharing and to also think about who you're interacting with and whether they're being truthful, whether these are good influences. The other piece of it, too, the really big thing is just to let them know that you're there, you're watching, and that you're involved. And if they got a problem, they can come to you for help, and you're not going to freak out. I think kids need to know that parents are there. When the cat is away, that's when the mice tend to play. And they also need to know if there's a problem that you're going to help them solve it. It's when they try and sweep it under the rug. That's really when the danger can start.
Yeah, and that's so important, because if you react with, what, I told you not to, you know, then it's like, whoa, okay, now its defenses are up, as opposed to, all right, let's find out what we did here that causes this issue and let's fix it. Like, you know, it's important to sit the kids down at any age and talk about information that's appropriate to share online. I mean, the younger the kids are, you don't want them to get too much info. Maybe they're talking with a classmate, but don't start giving out addresses or phone numbers or anything, because how do you know for sure it's them yet? Or some, you know, get the parents involved to make sure that mom and dad are talking to their mom and dad. And yes, that's appropriate. It's fine that they're chatting. Okay. But still, yeah. Release limited information. And then you got to share that with your kids. Don't tell anyone this information.
Right? That's right. And it's things like when you're away on vacation, favorite places you like to visit, where you may be going in the near future. We got to teach kids to be healthy skeptics. The irony of this being that stuff that people as teenagers 30 years ago used to have to go dumpster diving in your trash to find out in terms of personal information. Oftentimes, kids are just sharing it willingly online when they check in different places or talk about their latest school performance, where the band's going to be. You really got to get them to think a little bit more defensively. You don't have to freak out and focus on the negative elements. We know there are a few bad apples. It's not the majority of folks they're going to interact with. And in fact, they'll meet all sorts of wonderful people online that maybe they never would have connected with otherwise. But you really do have to get kids to think in a little bit more safe and strategic mindset. And by the way, that basic training, setting some household rules and guidelines and having those discussions, that'll go a long way towards alleviating any problems.
Yeah, very true. And real quick, because we're fast running out of time, I can already tell there's more we can talk about. We've got to get you back very soon. But in your book, how do you handle threats like cyberbullying, and how do you deal with that so parents and children both understand how to deal with it?
Bringing them out into the light, talking about it, and making sure that it's not hidden, making sure that it's not a stigma, making sure that kids know to speak up, that they know where to turn for help. There's a lot of different solutions that you can turn to and a lot of tools. And I think if you head for our website, which is www.ekeynotespeaker.com, you can find all sorts of hints, tips, and tricks that will help guide you when it comes to dealing with some of these challenges, whether it's identity theft, predators, and the like. But the good news is there's far more positive to be enjoyed from technology and online social networks than there are negatives.
Glad to hear you say that. Scott Steinberg is the author of The Modern Parent's Guide to Facebook and Social Networks. And again, akeynotespeaker.com. We'll link you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Scott, keep up the good work, and let's stay in touch. I want to get you back.
All right. Thanks again, Dave. Appreciate it.
Hey, it's our pleasure. akeynotespeaker.com for more. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues here on the Advanced Media Network.